call the public hearing to order at 7:01 p.m. The attendance is Supervisor Kubicki, Supervisor Gashke, Yig Parrish, and Kadari?
Kadri.
Kadri? Okay. And obviously myself, Supervisor Caro. Andy, you want to go ahead and lead us into the first item on the agenda here?
Yes, and just before I do, just because I know you went through the publication, but our publication for this portion is for the public hearing, which was posted as a Class 2 notice on September 26th, and...
October 3rd.
October 3rd. And the comprehensive plan item, which it is, what it had its 30-day notice. So with this, I'll read it into the record, and then actually I'm going to end up asking for it to be tabled due to the fact that the petitioner was not able to attend tonight. So we have Benedict Shores LLC, 40723 93rd Street, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128 owner. David Bannis, 40723 93rd Street, Genoa City, Wisconsin, 53128 agent. Requesting an amendment to the adopted land use plan map for Kenosha County 2035, map 65 of the comprehensive plan, medium density residential and non-farm wetland and medium density residential park and recreational and non-farm wetland on tax parcel number 604-119-192-1210 in the town of Randall. And like I mentioned, due to the petition not being able to make it, we informed him that the item would be tabled until November, when we are of the understanding he will be able to attend.
Okay, so then we have a motion to table the item.
Motion to table.
All right, motion and second.
Second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor, starting with youth and governance?
Aye.
Committee members?
Aye.
Aye. All right, item number 4 for Benedict is tabled.
And on number 5. Is the review and possible approval of a resolution to reappoint John Coffey to the Silver Lake Management District Board. And so this is a reappointment. He is not here to attend because of that. The Silver Lake District was created just a couple years ago that actually went through this committee and the county board. And he was appointed at that time. And now he's up for reappointment, and we would recommend for him to be reappointed.
Okay, do we have a motion?
Motion to approve the reappointment of Mr. Coffey.
Second.
Okay, motion by Supervisor Gashke, second by Supervisor Kubicki. Starting with youth and governance, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
Aye. Committee members, all those in favor, state aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Passes unanimously. All right, we have approval of governance. I didn't read them. I don't remember what the date was.
Sent them like October 6th. They're from September 13th.
Okay. I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from October 6th.
September 13th.
September 13th. Sorry.
Second.
All right. Youth and governance, how do you vote on this?
Aye.
And committee members?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Unanimously approved in minutes. Any citizen comments? Any citizen comments? Seeing none, no citizen comments. Other business allowed by law?
Yes, and so now we'll just bring up the fact that we are looking for direction from the committee in regards to the meeting in November 8th, which conflicts with a county board meeting for the budget. And the solutions that we have would be to move it to 6 p.m., to 7 p.m., to 6 p.m., and not have the extension educator portion of that meeting, or to move the extension and the land use portion to the 15th the following Wednesday.
Okay, so any supervisor comments on this?
I'd like to make a motion to move the meeting to 6 o'clock and forego the other meeting on November 8th.
Second. All right. Motion and a second to move the meeting to 6 o'clock p.m. on November 8th, which would be ahead of the budget meeting and the county board meeting at 7:30. Any comments on this? We discussed it, we felt that that was the best. Going this route would then eliminate the extension and education part of it. I'm sure that'll be communicated to Pam and her cohorts. So I'm in favor of this. Do we need to have a youth and governance? I'll ask you how you vote on moving the meeting to the 6 o'clock.
Aye.
Okay. Committee members, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nobody opposed? So it's unanimous to move it to 6, and Andy, you'll handle it with the notices and everything else that needs to be done.
Thank you very much.
All right. I have a motion. I'll make a motion to adjourn.
All right. Second. Now we get to go to Dairy Queen, right?
Maybe next time. Youth and governance, how do you vote?
Aye.
Aye to adjourn. Committee members?
Aye.
Aye. We're adjourned.